You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network. Glory Hole Radio is now Riotcast. Riotcast.com.
What's up, Robert Kelly fans? There is no better way to usher in 2012 than to catch Robert Kelly live for yourself at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Robert will be performing on December 29th, 30th, and most importantly, a very special New Year's Eve extravaganza you don't want to miss. Join Robert in ringing in the new year with an open bar, a kick-ass buffet, a midnight champagne toast, and much more. So start off your 2012 right and get your tickets now at the Stress Factory website at stressfactory.com.
Here live at the Comedy Cellar for the Nasty Show, the first one of many. It's sold out in 2 fucking hours. I'm here with Keith Robinson,
yes,
Modi,
yes,
we're with Noam and his wife Juanita, live from the Comedy Cellar, the You Know What Dude podcast. We're just talking about Modi's date, the girl he's going to meet, wink, wink.
Why do they call you Noam? It's Noam.
Because we're not Jews.
No, but still, gnome is like what they put on the fucking sidewalk, you know, on the in the grass.
Yeah.
That's a gnome.
Let's stay with the other topic.
Whole item
we like
with
the other thing.
We like the other topic.
We don't want to deal with it.
We
want to
know when you guys are playing racquetball tonight.
I really have a 7th and Broadway.
Where are you guys around playing rough touch at?
Let's see this.
You guys going to finish make out and play some chess?
My thing.
Sweet.
Well, I do have to go. She's waiting for me at 11
come
o'clock.
On.
Oh, come on.
Her down here. Tell her to come down here. We'd love to see her.
She's on 79th and Broadway.
So we'll pay for the cab.
I bet you.
You don't need to have a smart car. I'm going to go pick her up.
Who has a smart car?
Me. I bought a smart car.
What do you mean you bought a smart car?
I bought a smart car.
Really? What do you mean?
I'm driving around in a dishwasher.
What kind is it? Is it the little ones?
The little, yeah. It's only one type of, yeah, only one type of smart car.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. Is it nice?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're driving, right, you're doing like 75 down the highway,
yeah,
and you turn to
right
fucking change lanes.
Yeah.
You forget that you're in a smart car. You turn, you see, you go, fuck, the car ends. There's no car behind you.
Right.
Amazing car, though.
How is it getting blowjobs in it? Can you go back?
I don't know. I'm a proper lady. I mean, I'm a proper guy.
You haven't fucked around in the smart car yet?
No, not yet.
How much does it take? How much does it cost to fill it?
$35.
$35 fucking bucks to
and
fill it?
And it goes forever.
How far?
Yeah, I don't know. 41 miles per gallon.
So you're going to pick a chick up in a smart car?
No, we're
going
to go eat. We're going to go eat on 79th and Broadway.
79th and Broadway, you're going to eat?
Yeah.
Really? What's her name?
Her name is Sophia.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
That's a made-up name.
Yeah. I just told him my daughter's going to be named Sophia. That's the only name he can come up with.
What do you got caught in the
line? His name is Sean.
Sophia is Sean.
Now look. I'm not gay. I'm confused. I'm nervous. Meanwhile, Robert's sitting here with bunny ears.
Yeah, stupid. I like it.
At least I have
it
cum in my ears. Don't like it.
Or in your wife.
Yeah, low sperm count. Get your sperm count up.
Hold on. What are you going to do if it comes back? If it comes back.
Whoa, here's Modi's. Is that Modi? Is that him? I mean, her.
Oh, no.
What are you going to do if it comes
back? Sophia. Listen. Just to let everybody listen. The hottest guy showed up at the club, and we said it was Modi's date.
His pants. Look at his pants.
He just finished with Jim Norton. He's over.
Modi just fucking texted Sophia, ain't coming.
No, I gotta go. Yeah, look, 79th in Amsterdam. Sorry. I gotta go.
Oh, Modi.
Bye, guys.
Come on, Modi.
All right, Modi. Let him walk. Let him ride around a block a couple of times and come back.
Yeah, bye, guys. Thank you.
Let him meet his friend outside.
What are you going to do if the count comes back low?
What do you mean? What are you going to do? It's going to come back low.
When the count comes back low.
What do you mean?
You better get this food count.
That's not funny, dude.
Sweet heavens. It is funny.
If it comes back that I'm low, I mean, I don't know.
You got to get your sperm count up, motherfucker.
Do you feed them? I don't know. Can you get them up?
I got scared. Actually, I went for a sperm count, and in the day between the count and when I got the results, she got pregnant.
That's
so I
good.
I got pregnant actually before the count came back. So for one day, I wasn't sure if she was fucking around on me or what.
Well, Juanita was fucking around.
I took the sperm count. She got pregnant. I didn't get the results yet. My doctor says I got the results. She's cheating.
Did you ever get a? Did you
I
get the
good
baby
news
check?
And bad
though?
News.
Are you gonna get the baby check?
DNA check?
Yeah.
You'll see.
I have a feeling it's gonna
come
be
on.
Obvious.
You'll see. Yeah.
You're gonna have a feeling it's gonna come out.
He was a black band member. I'm not.
It's gonna come out singing really good in an afro.
Yeah, I'm gonna know. I'm gonna know.
No, this is your baby.
This is your baby. What?
His eyes look just like. Look at his eyes.
He's got a 12.
It happens. It happens.
Look at his cock. All right, don't look at the cock.
It's
a girl. It's a girl.
Oh, is it a girl?
Right. Damn it. For my sake of my joke.
So you're gonna have a baby girl. She's gonna be gorgeous.
I hope so.
She's gonna be hot.
Yeah, she is.
You might wind up with a comic.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I can't wait till Alan Havey comes down there and tries to pick up Gnome's daughter along with his wings in a pie.
Oh, God.
So if it comes back that it's me, I don't know what you do. What do? You go for a.
It's like a.
They have things you can do.
What? She can fuck other guys.
Yeah, there's that.
It's like you are not the father.
Hey, look who's here.
There's pills you can take. There's pills you can take.
Adi Lang just
what?
Showed
did
up.
What? You
yeah, this pill.
Eat right.
What?
Eat right.
What do you mean eat
plenty
right?
Plenty of green.
I'm
get
trying
that,
to.
Get,
I quit
get
smoking.
Get the protein.
I quit smoking.
Protein.
That's not going to help.
Well, how do you know?
It's not going
to
help.
Protein. You got to get plenty of protein.
Adi, what's up, buddy?
To get your sperm up.
No.
We're doing a live podcast, my podcast.
Oh,
from the cellar tonight, and you're here, so there's a mic.
Yeah, that's a reason why the thing sold out in 2 hours. It's the Adi, you stupid.
I know. what do you think it was me and fucking
Fat Jay?
How come you're the only one who gets those headsets?
Because I have an extra pair if you want them. You want to relive old times?
Oh, my God.
That does not help with your sperm count.
Yeah, look at those things. Jesus.
Those are white headphones, you idiot.
They are the gay ones.
I have to make sure.
Listen.
I have to make sure all the mics are running.
I'm sorry.
Producer, right. And I'm on the fucking podcast.
You're the Freddie DeCord of the Ed McMahon and the Johnny Carson.
Exactly.
Juanita saw a documentary the other night of a guy right here, only 6 sperm.
Yeah.
And they were able to harvest those 6 sperm.
No, they took 2.
They took 2 out of the 6, and they got the wife pregnant.
So if I have 6 sperm that are okay,
then you'll be all right, but you might have 0.
Well, how do they? So what do you mean 0?
No, just fucking, you got to creep around. Get another girl pregnant.
This dummy's telling me if I can't get my wife pregnant for the last year. We're having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting now. We're at the phase where she's getting checked. I'm getting checked.
Right.
Right now, she's okay.
Right.
I'm going. I was supposed to go tomorrow, but you're supposed to have 2 days of not masturbating, but I fucked up today. I couldn't make it.
You fucked up.
Well, someone sent me a link on Twitter. I fucked up. Went to clitty.com and I saw some fucking shemales. I couldn't resist.
You should have just stared at those headsets.
Just
leave those things. Really are killing me.
After you jerked off to the shemales, they should have checked your sperm count. It was 500. It's at its highest level.
I should just have my wife hold a cock near her vagina.
Watch this sperm count rock it up.
Honey, I'm going to suck this while I fuck you.
Oh, my God. I just want to say hi to everyone in Bob Kelly's family.
Dude, trust me, nobody in my family listens to anything I do. My mother just wanted me in the rosy audience when it was on. No.
So what happens? So the, what's the next move to get another one of you in this world?
What's the next? Sometimes God does what he's supposed to do.
Exactly. I think there's a lesson that sparks.
This is fucking God's work?
I think so.
This is fucking bullshit, honey.
There's some sort of message being sent here from Karma Land.
My God or your God? Whose God are we talking about?
Everybody's God.
You're not talking about his God, you know.
He's lowering your sperm count.
That's enough.
We've had enough.
First of all, my sperm count is fine.
Then why are you taking a test?
What the fuck is going on?
Why are you taking a test?
I'll bet $50 each one of you cocksuckers I'm fine right now.
I'll take some of that action.
You're going to take it?
Yeah.
$50.
Your sperm count. $50.
Right. What do I give a shit? $50? What do I care?
Sorry, money.
I used to be on Mad TV. Those residuals are rolling. I don't care about $50. So go ahead.
You've done so much shit, dude.
I'm responsible for more shit television than John Stamos.
Is that bravado, or do you really think you're okay?
No,
I think I'm fine.
So then why would you take a test?
No, then why has it been a year?
What do you mean? The tempo's off. It's not easy to get a girl pregnant. There's one day out of the whole fucking month that you can bang a girl where her egg is fertile.
Bang a girl?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe that's what your problem is. You're banging your wife, you fucking idiot.
I mean, really.
When I was young, I used to have sex on that day all the time, just by accident. I'd always have sex on the one day.
Okay.
You've somehow offended me. I feel bad for your wife.
Hey, it's one day you can bang your girl. That's your wife, you asshole.
You're the one who told me to go fuck another chick and get her pregnant.
Right.
First.
Because that'll show because you're relaxed.
Right. He told me to go practice with some other chick.
What is going on over here?
Put the mic down. You're blowing up.
Why is it 19
pull it away. You don't have to hold it up like you do in your act.
I hold the mic like a grudge.
We're all here celebrating the premiere of Whitney.
Sherrod, Whitney's a friend.
Sherrod Small.
And not only does she have that show, you know, she created that other show, Two Broke Girls on CBS.
Yeah.
Take that to bed with
her. So I can't wait to hear about her buying Billy Joel's house in 10 years. and knocking it down to make her palace while I'm coming to Bob Kelly's podcast.
The nasty show on Thursdays.
What the fuck is going on?
You heard Nasty say it on the lineup? Oh, no.
And then you got the nasty show every day. What's wrong?
It's a daytime show. Yes, I'm guilty.
First of all, let's talk about this. Can we talk about this?
Here we go.
This jackass. Did you hear the new fucking thing? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. From now on is fucking open mic night at the Cellar.
Way to go, though. Way to take the Comedy Cellar and make it to the Laugh Lounge.
The sterile guy has to lash out.
Is it open mic night?
Way to make it to the Laugh Lounge and T-Sack.
Oh, my
what
God.
What the fuck?
It's in your ear, man. Police?
Welcome to the CB Cellar.
No, you take it.
You take it, money bags.
Sweet heaven.
This is the deal. This is from 12 o'clock on now is new talent night.
Every night. How do you take the Comedy Cellar and destroy yourself?
Ryan Dunn's family is downstairs waiting for you.
Come sit here for a second.
What, did she make a Ryan Dunn joke?
No, get back in.
Sit over here.
You get back in the hot seat.
You get in, too. Come on in, Amy. You can share my mic, Amy.
Hey, open mic night. Even the open micers are competing.
complaining. Okay, we don't deserve it.
Hey, Robert.
It's probably not going to last.
Not open mic.
Robert, even open mic at night.
Yeah, we heard you the first time. It's not fucking open mic.
No, no, it's open mic.
It's not open mic. What is this podcast called? Guys Aging Poorly Yelling?
I know you think. There's so many black guys, you have to scream into the mic. You don't have to scream.
Oh, my God.
Alicia is now Essie.
No.
Everybody she crush on. Everybody she crush on don't get spots here.
Gnome has made a new thing. We're doing a live podcast tonight for the Nasty Show, the first Nasty Show.
And it's sold out.
Sold out. Yeah.
Now, who's on the Nasty Show? Let's go who's on the Nasty Show.
Artie Lang.
Perfect.
Robert Kelly.
It's
great.
Big J.
Nice.
Gerard.
Dave Attell.
Unbelievable.
Godfrey.
Now, who's on the new talent night?
Fucking
Rick Cross. And the guys he wants to sleep with.
That's the problem.
It's an all-Asian improv group.
It's an all-Asian
talking about it.
All right. By the way, I'm a big fan of that genre.
You're a big fan of the all-Asian improv group?
I am.
I'm about for a USO tour.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the new T-Sack, the comedy song.
Well, Amy Schumer. Amy, listen. Oh, God, first of all, you did. First of all, Amy did fucking great on the road.
Oh, she was fucking great.
I don't like how she double-crossed Patrice, was his friend the whole time she was sitting next to him, and then went up there and said, nigga this and nigga that.
I couldn't wait. They cut out all the N-words I dropped, but I couldn't wait to get up there.
Those sons of bitches.
Bastards.
Made me proud.
Thank you.
I bet you.
Yeah, what?
I bet you Robert Kelly's sperm count will go up.
With Amy Schumer?
Fuck Amy, his sperm count.
Yeah. I get right Amy pregnant the first 5 seconds I was in it. I wouldn't even have to come. The pre-jizz would be like...
Amy is fertile as hell.
She is very fertile. Everybody knows
I like Amy and Peach, too, by the way.
Thank you guys so much for thinking of me.
That's right.
Well, this is the thing, is that Gnome has a new show, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
I canceled it.
12 o'clock.
I canceled it.
What do you think about that? The
Rick Chrome show. I think
it sounds better than the DJ. I can't wait to the regular
crowd. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. He had the fucking... He's the one with the DJ idea. We got a DJ. We got new shows. We got... You fucking jackass. Just leave well enough alone.
The black guys like the DJ, all right?
Manny is breakdancing in his casket right
now. Wait, let's just in his gold plated casket as we speak.
Let's take 30 seconds out and name all the people who don't have a show in the world.
Everybody at this table.
I'm working on something.
We all are.
Something.
Everybody's working on something.
Keith, I thought you was pulling for me.
I was pulling for you. But let's talk about Sunday to what? Wednesday.
Oh, nigga.
Sunday to
the
Wednesday.
The new Rick Chrome show.
That's going to be fucking town night. No, because he wanted to make it the way it used to be back in the day.
No, I'm just right. The room needed it. The room's only been working for 30 years without it. It only did 30 years without it.
Wait a minute. The Rick Chrome show, the new Megan Law of comedy.
He's the Amber Alert of comedy.
I'm the Amber Alert of comedy.
Who's emceeing the first new talent show? John Mayer? The comic stylings of John Mayer, ladies and gentlemen. John on the guitar, Rick Chrome on the piano. As he's strumming a nice Christmas song in October.
No stinks. Is Grunfest doing Saturdays? This place is going backward.
It's going back in time.
He really is. All the other clubs want what they have. He wants what they have. Nobody.
Yeah. Hey, right, fuck that. CB has a bunch of nobody comics. We need that here.
We need to give back to the comedy community by putting on a shit show.
Oh, shit.
You want me to tell Robert or Robert? I want to take you outside.
No, you're just going to give him ammunition. Don't talk.
What are you picking on me? He's saying most of the shit.
Because you're the one who asked me, can you do a podcast here at the Comedy Cellar? And you ambushed me.
No, wait a second. You're absolutely right.
No, I want you to be on my path.
Wait a minute.
Really, you want me to be on your podcast? Thank you.
Wait 1 second. I forgot to do this. So I can started the.
All right.
So I can rip you to shreds.
That's what does the Comedy Cellar missing?
Open mic.
Wait a minute. That's what I see 30 years from now.
It never was open.
Listen, I had a late night.
What do we need here at the Comedy Cellar to get this thing kicked off? Look, we're on Louis. Seinfeld's here. What do we need?
Artie Lang's coming back. We got Nick DiPaolo. We got Keith. We got all the top comics in the country and the world. What do we need, Keith? What do we need? Nobody. That's what we need. We need a guy who sings show tunes. Who can use that piano and put some use to it.
No, I'm fucked up. The Comedy Cellar. No,
I'm
fucked up.
I'm going to cancel.
No. You got to let it go.
You have an open mic.
Yes, it is. Everybody said it. Even open micers are complaining.
This would be like if Walt Disney's kid put in a Hitler ride.
You're upset.
I don't know the technology. I'm sorry.
It does, really?
No, it doesn't.
Does it really?
I want to. I'll put those on. Yeah, like, I want whatever you have.
Oh, sweet heaven. It's a wrap.
Bob Kelly ambushed you. That's what you get for trusting a guy who looks like a bouncer at a speakeasy in 1932.
A little wordy, but I got it. It was wordy. We got the speakeasy. I think we got it. 1932, when fucking George shut the fuck up.
Well, 1932, when Rick picked up his first piano.
When Rick did his first open mic. If we drive, I swear, let's go to Manny's grave. I swear to God, a hand sticking up out of it.
He's breakdancing. What the fuck is my son doing? What do we need here to improve this club? We got to be a little bit more like T-Shack, Laugh Lounge.
Oh, shit.
The Mozzarella sticks were a good idea, but we need more.
We need way more.
Wow.
What do you think, Amy? Do you think the new talent night is a good idea?
I didn't know about it till right now, but definitely if Rick Rome's behind it, I'm totally behind it.
See, that's someone who's going to make it in show business. You're a jerk off. You gotta learn how.
2 weeks ago when there was no piano here, I was like, what a subtle hint to Chrome that Gnome doesn't want him back.
We thought the piano was, oh man, the piano's finally gone.
How great was that?
But they wanted to tune it up for Rick Rome and crew.
I like that you have Rick walking in and seeing it for the first time, just missing, like, oh, fuck.
Rick Rome, like, I'll never do a talent night here unless I have a fully fucking tuned piano.
I was pissed I couldn't close with Scenes from an Italian Restaurant anymore.
Thank you, Artie.
Thanks for punching a fish. Oh, man.
Let's make Noam feel real bad. Come
I
on,
think he
it
does.
Going.
Look at his
I
eyes.
Do. I do feel bad.
He hasn't said anything in 40 minutes. And Juanita keeps giving me fucking death stares. We're kidding.
Let's talk about his new dirty show.
The nasty show
is a good idea, right?
Yeah.
All right.
The open mic show.
All right. Yeah. Listen, I get it. I don't want to ruin your podcast, but the truth is that years ago we used to do late night. I'm ruining the club. Why can't I ruin the podcast? Right. Years ago we used to do late night comics. Yes. That's how Attell started. Geraldo started. Right. Norton started.
It's not late night.
All very unhappy men. Let's
just
forget.
This is not late night.
No, we're doing it at late night. We're doing it after 12:30.
Oh, no.
Somebody just turned the AC on. It sounds like a fucking plane is landing on the podcast. Sorry for the people listening.
So we used to do it years ago.
We have Dr. Steve from Weird Medicine, which is a really good podcast that has listeners. And then my wife.
We have two listeners?
That's it. Yeah, two.
Hi, Dawn.
I don't know how many. Oh, I can't you don't count know. Right
Dawn,
now.
Dawn, you're pretty.
I'll give you. She thinks you're pretty too.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'd love that.
I have an idea.
That'll get her pregnant.
I'll make a baby in a fucking second if those two go at it.
I feel bad that you can't have a child.
I'm not that. Whoa!
I mean, Robert can't have a kid. Robert can't have a kid.
It's not that we can't have one. I'm gonna have one. It's just harder to have a baby.
You just
than
can't
you
have
think
one naturally. That's all. You
shut the fuck. I mean, modern technology. My wife is listening.
I think you're making excuses. I think it's easier than you think.
Either you got it or you don't.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Then why are you taking a test?
That's easy to say that for a black person.
I never took a test. I just get a girl pregnant and I
shit,
leave.
You're black.
And I leave.
Know.
Yeah, no Irish people get people pregnant.
We don't leave.
Yeah, you do.
We stay.
You know, the only people you go to child support court is like a lot of blacks, a lot of Puerto Ricans, and always two or three Irish guys in there.
It is.
Sure.
Always.
Really? Or it's black guys with Irish names.
Wait a minute. What's that for, Marty? Why would they do that?
If you believe that you could really do it, you wouldn't get that fucking sperm count test.
Yeah. Why bother?
Why bother if you had the confidence that you had what it takes?
Hold on. Have you used one of those drugstore fertility tests? What do they call it? When they tell you
what,
exactly
you something up his ass, your wife pee pregnant?
She an ovulation because she pees on a stick every day and then it tells you.
We did. Yeah. But here's the thing.
Those work. That worked for us the first time.
Hang on. Show up in time.
Hey, stupid. Did you ever use a sperm count?
I don't know
stick?
Why when you say stupid. Everybody at this table turned to you.
Did you look at the sperm count stick?
Stop. What?
Sperm
not
count
a sperm
stick.
Count.
You don't even know
stick.
What it is.
Well, you stick it up your ass.
The only kit you know about is a rape kit. Let him laugh!
One time, 87. Fuck you.
87. So come on, tell me. 87.
You used
87, it wasn't even a felony.
Yeah, it wasn't a felony.
Times are changed.
That was like smoking on a plane back then.
You used a fertility kit?
Yes.
And it didn't work.
This is the problem with the fertility kit. We did it, but you're supposed to do it that day and the day after.
Right.
Skip a day and then go the day after that.
That was too hard.
And
that was
bullshit. We fucked up and I went 2 days before we went all in, and then that day we did it. We should have did it that day, right?
Not the next day,
the day after. See, that's the fucking problem, is there's so many fucking things that people tell you. I had a lady tell me to get cough syrup. Have her drink cough syrup because it makes her vaginal fucking mucus. How did you know? Is that true?
Get another girl pregnant. That's all you gotta do.
Why don't you just take and raise one of Keith's malnourished kids? Yeah.
Hold on.
This is not the roast, Amy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, really?
Rory, have you ever gotten a girl pregnant?
No.
Yes,
you have.
How many? All right, let's look. How many abortions?
How many abortions? 19.
I got 6 abortions.
Wait a minute. 19 I paid for. Fuck those other two bitches. What's up, son? Philly!
We're not talking the amount of abortions you perform for extra cash. We're talking about the...
Artie's killing me on my own podcast.
Oh, what the fuck? I walk in here thinking I'm gonna get like a drink of water and maybe do a set on this show, and I walk into you looking like Lady Gaga with those headsets.
Lady Gaga with AIDS, or cancer.
Right.
I needed something else.
You need to drop a couple of pounds before an AIDS reference will work.
Robert, let me figure this out. Why do you think your sperm count is low?
Yeah, let's figure it out.
It's not low.
How do you know?
What does Dr. Weird
Medicine why are you taking
say?
A test?
Obviously, it is low.
What does Dr. Steve say? Dr. Steve from Weird Medicine, why can't I get my wife pregnant? It's not her. We're doing the fertility
it's
kit.
It's probably just the Lord.
That's what we were saying. Let's be honest. Like, listen. Let's look at the upside. What's the real future this kid could have?
I'm a mechanic.
Like, what are we looking at?
The best mechanic.
I can't believe Artie Lang is saying this.
Well, that's the only thing. I'm not having children.
Artie for quality.
Touché, Artie.
Well, I mean, it's just there's enough kids.
We shouldn't have.
If I had a child, I'd immediately try to give it to Madonna. because it just wouldn't it wouldn't work out with me.
So if you had a kid, you wouldn't want it?
No, I would want it, but I'm just not capable of caring for something in a way that...
And do you think that... What up? Robert, do you think you could fucking have a kid and care for?
Yes.
What makes you think?
I love dogs.
But that dogs, you piece of shit.
How are you going to support it? How are you going to support it? If you lose the bet you just made with us, the kid's going to be in the hole $200 when he's born.
There's at least two more coming. That's a good one.
I'm not saying my kids, are you?
And I saw it in his eyes. He had a good one too. Artie's eyes actually lit up for the first time in months.
Well, no, first time since the late 70s. So
Artie makes a point. How are you going to support your kid?
Yeah, what's going to happen there?
What do you mean?
No, shut your mouth. How do you? Dane Cook has been fucking out of action for a while.
Well, how are you going to him? He's going to go back on tour. If I have a baby, Dane's going to go back. Fuck you. I got a book deal. I got a fucking another deal.
I got money
coming on, yeah.
What book? What's the name of your book?
It's called Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity.
Maybe that's your fucking... Yeah, why your sperm count is low, you piece of shit.
You want to have a child? You're naming a book?
You're
writing a book about adultery and you want a child.
It's I'm fine financially to have a baby.
I don't think you... Is your father rich or something?
I was a buddy. I make fucking money.
I know you
bullshit.
Make money.
No. He doesn't. You're right, you're on to something.
I mean,
You
don't need $1 million to have a baby.
No, I know.
But
I have enough money.
Artie's right. Artie's right.
Listen, if I sell my house,
$700 a month is not going to support your baby.
There's two things you need to have a baby.
What?
Money and sperm, and you have neither.
Your bike account.
Hang on.
Wait a minute.
Do me a favor. Get Artie a drink.
Wait a minute. Artie's right.
Damn straight.
Artie's right. Your bank account is low, and so is your sperm.
Wait a minute. Hey, you wound up, boy.
You just repeated the joke.
That's what black people do.
Said it was better.
I had to punch up his joke a little bit more.
We're riffing.
We don't like Robert Kelly.
That's
the thing we have in common.
The fact is I want a fucking baby. I'm going to have a baby. Yeah. I'm going to get my shit checked out.
Why? You just told me you were sure that it's okay.
I want to jerk off in public and not get arrested. That's why. Stop mocking me.
Look, you definitely have a low sperm count, that's for sure. Because,
how do you know?
Because the fact that you had sex 2 days prior would not deplete your ability to get the girl pregnant if you had a robust sperm count.
Yeah.
It's like you're right on the border, so like, oh, you had an orgasm 2 days ago, and you're not replenished yet. That's a problem.
To really know if your sperm count is low, here's the real test. You fuck a Puerto Rican girl. Fuck a Puerto Rican girl.
Wait a minute.
That'll tell you if your sperm count is low.
If she doesn't sue you, your sperm count is low.
If you can speak English, she'll let you know.
It's definitely a little low.
Yeah.
You got it easy, fucking Jew boy.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
I don't know what story.
Amy could get her pregnant.
I tried. Can I see?
Sorry.
So I'm going to have a kid. I'm fine.
Why are you taking a test? Feel as though you're fine, why are you taking a test?
You wouldn't have a kid. I think you'd be a fucking great dad.
Yeah.
What makes you think that?
I read your book.
That makes you think I'd be a great dad?
Not the whole book. Just the part about your dad.
Just the intro. Yeah, my dad, he was a shining example.
I think you'd be a great dad, both of you.
I wouldn't want you to be my dad, but
for somebody else.
I don't think Robert Kelly would be a good dad, to be honest.
You really don't?
I'm just being honest. If I'm going to be honest.
I think you and Don will be like the best parents.
So you're a good dad?
I'm a very good dad.
He is a good dad.
I'm a good dad.
How do you fucking know?
Because I hear him tell stories about his son.
So you just believe him?
No. I bring my son around.
What's he going to tell stories about him being a shit dad?
Yes, I would tell stories about him being a shit dad.
Are you that
I'm a great dad.
I think he's a great dad.
I'm a good dad.
You stink.
I pay attention to my son and his needs and what he needs.
Keith, you don't pay attention to your
Yes,
son.
I do.
No, you don't.
But you know one thing I don't have to worry about is taking a fucking sperm count test because I have a kid already.
Right, clearly.
My sperm count is good.
Listen, just really just think it out. I think you'd be a better uncle. Is there a chance of that?
Wait a minute, a chance of that?
Are you have any siblings?
Modi left. Are you talking to me or Modi?
First of all, on the road once, I think Modi got a guy pregnant in Cleveland. So let's not talk about his sperm count. I just really think you should think this through a little bit better.
Why?
I just don't feel you're secure enough to have a child in many ways.
I'm
emotionally, mentally, financially.
No.
Because you remind me of me, and I'm the same way.
I agree with Artie.
I think you guys would both be great dads.
Oh, shit.
I think the government should take away Keith's child.
I think.
But you two are good parents.
Everybody, let's announce who just came in. What's your name again?
Can you believe it?
I better get to know me, motherfucker. Owen Smith.
He gets picked up on this one. You guys have this one over here. We get him on this one.
No, I'm just trying to tell you, I believe, Artie believes, that you won't make a good dad either way. You don't have what it takes. You got white earphones on.
Listen,
you don't have what it
takes. They were cheap. I mean, the cheap ones.
Exactly.
Let's practice. What if you're okay? I'm your daughter.
I can't sleep.
Okay.
Okay, you can't sleep.
I'm like 5 years old, but I'm fully developed.
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. We're gonna act this out, Amy.
Dad, I can't sleep. I shit myself.
Get over here, baby. Get over here. Do that. Come here, baby. Let me see what you got.
Okay. No.
Oh.
His
sperm count just went up.
You.
God, I want to introduce you to someone I met at the gym.
No. I just want to see where the poop is.
Oh, gross.
Let's do the math. What are the torgasm residuals?
Hang on. I didn't get paid for it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said that.
That is awful.
I'm sure you did.
No.
Are you kidding me? You got a lot of great exposure, a lot of great screen time.
Did I really?
Smart moves.
Shrewd. That was like the deal Rocky made with the robe with Paulie.
Robert don't make no money.
If you understand the essence of this, we've attacked everybody at this fucking table. This is such a vicious place to be.
Yeah.
I don't like anybody.
There's a pregnant woman sitting at this table.
But all you have to do is switch. For 1 second, it's going to go on somebody else.
Well, here's the thing, Robert. You have low sperm count.
Yeah.
That's what we got to deal with.
You don't want to admit it.
If you don't have it, then why take a test?
Will you adopt if you can't get your wife pregnant?
What kind of baby?
Like
whatever you want.
Can you get a white baby? Can you adopt a
white
baby?
No, nobody can get a white baby.
White babies are $35,000.
How much is a black baby?
$7,500. It's $4,000 to $7,500.
How much for an Indian baby?
You just go to the humane society.
Whatever.
You can trade them up for some fucking Xbox.
You can get an Indian baby for like a dental appointment.
The adoption agency coming to your house, Robert, and doing the interview.
But that's true though. White babies are $35,000.
I own my place.
Just so you know.
Would you adopt? Honestly, would you adopt?
I own.
First of all, I don't believe
you.
What?
I fuck you. I own my place.
No. Dane Cook owns. He has the mortgage.
He doesn't. I own my
Dane Cook. Let me and my friend already laugh
he
at your
like
fucking
you.
Thing.
No. Like black people.
What? I don't like black people. How dare you? How dare you ruin my deal with the WB? Do they still exist?
I don't think so.
CW.
CW now.
Oh, CW. Okay, yeah, they're better.
We put on 90 fucking... What do we do?
90 episodes.
Yeah.
On what?
On anything. That's what we do. We get deals for 90 episodes. Well, you fucking lazy white fucking sitcoms do what? 12?
One a week.
13? Yeah, we do 90 episodes. Fuck you. Huh? We don't have low episodes.
Neither one of you. We have no episodes.
I'm right on the show right now.
What?
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
I'm really not talking about you. I'm talking about him.
That's what you're talking about. I was on the show.
How many times?
One time.
I had a low count.
But I didn't have to take a test for it, stupid.
Yeah, you did. And they failed you. That's why you only had one.
Boom.
Why don't you try and like to get like a parrot first or something? You know what I mean? Like get a parrot, see how it works out. Teach it to talk.
Get it some Brazil nuts.
Yeah, right. You know, see how it reacts.
I have a son, man. I proved that my sperm count was where it's supposed to be. I've already proven my
Your son is 17.
So what?
You haven't got a girl. Fuck, you haven't got a girl pregnant in fucking 20 years. That's offensive in the
That's
black
neighborhood. True. I got like 8 abortions under my belt. 8 abortions under my belt, motherfucker. 8 belt.
Prove it.
8 under
Call
my belt.
Call him up.
I can prove one of them. You.
I don't have no abortions. No.
I have one.
When was that?
That was when I was 18.
Oh, Jesus. That was 30 years ago.
I paid half.
That was only $48 30 years ago.
I took my Home Depot money and paid half.
Home Depot wasn't around back then.
But they still had parking lots.
Here's if I'm your accountant, here's what I say. Clearly, I'm not good with money. But if I was your accountant,
or outfits,
I would say, I'm sorry.
Let
John Barvados over here.
This is.
He doesn't make shirts that big. If you walked into a John Barvados, they'd ask you if they'd show you where the cable was because it's out.
Fuck you, Artie! You're on fire for me tonight! You got a vendetta! You never liked me! You fat fuck! I'm sorry.
Artie's killing Robert.
This cocksucker, we were best friends a week ago.
We're all best friends. That's why I'm being honest with you.
I don't want your honesty.
Okay, then fine. Have a fucking kid.
He can't.
Oh, it's like.
That's the part I forgot.
Can I have another spell?
Hey, low sperm count. I mean, Robert Kelly.
If Keith's prices are right with the $35,000,
yeah.
If I'm your accountant, I have a kid, if I were you, and sell it.
Yeah.
It is. It's absolutely right.
Adopt the black baby.
But Robert is not white. He's Puerto Rican.
Why don't I get 3 black babies and 1 Indian and fucking make more money?
The black babies are 4,000 to 7,000.
I thought 4,000. What makes the difference between 4,000 and 7,000?
It's got wiggle room. That means you can negotiate a black baby.
You have a better vertical.
White babies is no negotiation. You can't negotiate. It's like a fucking Honda.
Yeah, it's like a one thing.
It holds its value. White babies hold its value.
But none of them go up in value like a Mercedes. Every kid goes down.
All down.
Yeah, and they do. They all depreciate.
Yeah. I did the research on this. White babies are $35,000.
What about a Puerto Rican?
It ain't much.
You can just find those on 125th Street.
In toilets.
I think the
Bones baby is worth $2,500.
I'll give you $3,000.
Those babies worth $2,500.
Those babies worth $2,500.
If she converts, does it go?
Yes, no. It does. Yes, it
price, right?
Too late.
Too late.
If she converts, it goes up.
No, it's not too late. If she converts before she has birth, the baby's Jewish. That's true. That's true.
Well, Jewish babies, I said a pure white baby. Jewish babies are like maybe 5,000 at the most.
No way.
That's what it is.
Bullshit. More expensive.
Why don't y'all look at the baby fucking price thing? Look at the baby list.
The baby price thing.
Jews get more for donating their eggs.
Price check your babies, and I guarantee you that Puerto Rican Jewish baby.
Wholesale price.
Retail.
We don't buy retail.
We're talking about a pure white baby. We're talking about a kid who could be passed around at a clan.
Klan rally and they go, look at this pure white baby.
Look it up, I guarantee you. Look it up. Look at the baby price. Look, it's $35,000 for a pure white baby. Georgia, Puerto Rican, it drops it way down to like.
What about a redhead though?
A redhead? Oh, sweet God. You look at it. I'm telling you. I'm being honest.
Okay,
I did my research.
Look it up, Robert.
I did my research.
Hey, everybody. Sean from the fucking thing is here.
Hey, Sean. Anybody who knows baby pricing will tell you.
I'll just ask Twitter right now. We'll ask Twitter. What, if anybody out there listening knows what the price of
I'm telling you.
Baby.
White babies are $35,000. Right, well, black babies are $4,000.
Are you in the microphone with your cheap watch?
All right. Black, this is a very expensive. This is over $1,000.
What is it?
What?
What is it?
It's called a Tyler Perry Ellis.
Tyler Perry Ellis?
Yeah. Hey, fuck Amy!
AmyShimmer.com!
That watch cost this kid 3 doctor's appointments.
He's got a cheap watch.
Come on, Tyler Perry Ellis.
This is not cheap.
Right? It's not cheap.
Good. Very nice.
You got
very
it
very
Burling-
expensive
you
one.
You got it at Burlington Coat Factory.
Yes, yeah, you did.
And a little bit. Oh, you were too happy for it.
I was.
No, white baby's $35,000.
Yeah. Fuck white babies.
Absolutely. That's what I say.
Sean's yelling that we should have white babies.
Angelina Jolie gets so many black babies.
What about a...
They go like a candy store.
What about a Canadian white baby versus an Australian
put
white
it in there. All you got to do is see adoption.
Listen to me.
And you'll see 35,000 white babies.
Oh,
I do my research. I don't just do okay, shit. Amy?
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Cheers.
To white
Salud.
Babies.
White babies.
Tyler Perry Ellis.
Oh, we got another toast.
Oh, no.
One
of
the Puerto Rican baby. That's going to be taken over.
Damn right.
Did you hear that? Taken over.
Yeah.
She's been, she has a plan. She really is Puerto Rican.
All coming together.
Noam's going to get his shit taken.
White babies only matter in a kidnap situation.
That's true.
Rod is right. Watch you see 35,000. Look at adoptions. I guarantee I know what I'm talking about. I did my research.
Your computer's gonna get flagged.
I think if you Googled Robert Kelly / having a baby, like, shots of the tsunami would come up, like the Hindenburg crashing. But I just think it's such a bad idea.
There are other people at the table. Can you fucking maybe? What are you talking about?
No, we like that about you, Robert.
He really is just attacking me tonight.
Yeah,
I don't
good. Like you deserve to be attacked.
Well, because I'm trying to help the world by saying.
He's trying to save the world.
I've never heard a worse idea than you having a kid. fuck yourself.
Maybe me having a kid. That would be the only worst.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to happen anyways.
What?
Because you got no sperm.
You got no
sperm.
I have sperm. Very low. Very low.
Fucking money.
Very low.
50-50-50.
When you ejaculate, is it clear? What is it?
What do you mean? Is what clear?
It's nothing. It's zero.
It looks like a marshmallow. Is that bad?
No, that's not true.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen, first of all,
you'll see what I'm talking about. That Keith Robinson knows what he's talking about. There's no such thing as ADD.
Stop referring yourself in the third person, jackass.
There's no such thing as ADD, and that fucking white babies cost $35,000 to purchase.
Not the ones I aborted. You came from an abortion.
Shut up, Artie.
Artie.
And to get a proper count on your sperm, make sure the doctor scrapes off the jizz underneath your stomach.
He only knows that from personal experience.
No, I'm telling you. Like, a lot of it ends up there.
I know.
What I mean? So you got to make sure to get the proper count.
It's the real who's who of
OTB. What'd you say?
What? Nothing.
You say?
Nothing.
She said this is a rule of OTB.
All right, here we go. Here's the answer. How much does a white baby cost? $35,000, baby.
It says $35,000. I know what I'm talking
I'm
about.
I'm kidding, stupid. Dude, sit down.
It's $35,000.
You know what? I can make a white baby. I can get any white woman pregnant.
Yeah, you can't make a white baby.
Tan. The baby will be tan. You can pass it off as white.
You can drop the property value of a white baby.
You can't make a white baby.
Yes, I can. I can make a white baby.
I gotta go, man.
Where are you going?
Get out of here.
You're not leaving.
Keith, you're wearing cashmere. Sit down.
Amy, do you really want to?
Yes, I do.
Keith, Amy's wearing a dessert dress.
Okay, I didn't understand it, but good
response. Like Amy's wearing a red velvet sweater.
Not as strong as Keith.
Amy's dressed like a Halloween cookie.
Oh my god. Oh, he looks like a crackhead cowboy.
This ain't the goddamn roast, Amy. We're doing live.
Yeah, this is live.
Here we go.
These ain't painting in my heart's jokes.
Don't you scream it.
She looked like a candy corn. She never got along with a father.
Hey, that one's true. That hit a little too close to home, that one.
Yeah, you're right there. Right there is fine.
Yeah, you'll think the next.
This is Amy's. Yeah. This is Amy's worst nightmare.
It is.
Just a bunch of black comics trashing her.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is the nightmare Amy had the night before the roast.
Amy, what happened to both?
No. Hey, so I'm gonna tell you,
I'm trying to get going on now. I'm wanting everybody out of love.
I'm
trying.
Oh God.
So Amy, let me ask you a question. Have you gotten any shit from the roast?
No, I've gotten off scot-free. It's the weirdest thing. Just kidding. I'm getting death threats.
Are you really?
Yes.
Death threats?
Death threats.
Because
who
of
got
Ryan.
That? What happened?
Yep.
Who got death threats?
She's getting death threats because
of the Ryan Dunn joke.
It was a Steve O joke. It was not a Ryan Dunn joke.
Oh, who was it?
It was, I'm sorry about your friend. I said, I'm sorry for the loss of your friend Ryan Dunn. I know you must have been thinking it could have been me, and I know we were all thinking, why wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
That was it. I'm getting death threats.
That's not bad. You're just
nothing.
Saying you want fucking him dead, Steve O.
I was saying I want Steve O dead.
Yeah, but that was a joke.
Well, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, of course. I don't want Steve O dead.
So people, what are the death threats? What are they? Were they just going to kill you, or is it specific?
They went to my manager.
They went to your manager, and what'd they say?
I don't know. But
is there any like cartoons or letters made of other like newspapers and magazines?
That's Steve O. The Disney Nobody's Got Roasted was in a Whitesnake concert.
Yeah, he did. There were far worse jokes than mine. I do not. I'm sorry if I hurt his feelings, but I don't apologize for that joke. It wasn't about his friend.
Did you hear that? She's getting death threats because of the roast.
Because of which joke?
Finally made it.
She said something about Steve-O, a friend passing away. We wish it was you.
Uh-huh.
For Steve-O being dead. Is that?
Well, I think that's more of a compliment to the kid who died, you know.
Yeah. I like Jackass. I wasn't trying to be. But it wasn't even about him.
So who was giving you death threats? People who
I don't
Jackass
know.
Fans?
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
But you're not. But more good came out of it than bad.
I don't know yet. It's still pretty scary.
Amy, you're sitting here. It's done a lot for you. Well, I mean, let's.
Oh yeah. Well, it got me on the.
Thank God you finally attacked somebody else. Fucking Artie's been on fire tonight.
Yeah, well.
But it's all been directed towards my fucking.
No, an attack on you.
Huh?
That was still an attack on you.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah. Oh, shit, about how shitty your podcast.
You missed it. You missed it.
That's what happened with my joke. People didn't understand.
Artie, what the fuck?
It went over your bull's head.
He's just a cunt. I have to. I think
it's right over that.
Well, it's your. Well, you want me to attack someone who isn't lucky enough to have a podcast? I mean, why?
I don't have a podcast. Do you have a podcast?
No, I don't. I've never heard of one until 2 minutes ago.
You don't know what a podcast?
I know what it is.
I know you know. I was trying to do your improv Asian thing that you like.
Oh, I'm bad at improv. I'm sorry.
People don't know what that means. That was way at the beginning.
Yeah,
rewind
yeah.
and listen. He's a fan of Asian improv tricks.
Dr. Steve is confused.
He went to bed.
Yeah, he went to bed.
He went to bed, yeah.
Alone.
So, we what are you doing over there? Oh, he's just standing there.
It's like a real baby.
So, we're at the comedy. Your wife left, huh?
No, she's right there.
She's networking with Sharon.
She's right there.
All right, well, we're here tonight. We did this podcast live from the Comedy Cellar just to kind of promote the first Nasty show that sold out 2 hours, right? It was 2 hours?
Something like 2 hours, yeah.
Something like 2 hours.
I can't wait till Godfrey closes up that Nasty show with some nasty African stories.
I've had a few of them. They all take place in the United States, but I had a few of them.
So we came. We were doing this podcast for that, to promote that, and you're going to start doing it every Thursday night. Nasty show at 12 o'clock, right?
That's right.
And you have another thing that you're promoting, which is the new night bringer night.
We're canceling that.
No, I wouldn't cancel. Let it go for a week. Let it go. All
right. Let at it this go point, you got to try it. I think
you got to try it. You got to let Rick Chrome. He might pull it together. It might be something you like. Who knows?
No.
It might be good.
No, you convinced me.
No, I didn't convince you. You should do it. You should do it. You should let it go down. All right?
Okay.
So, Sunday nights, new talent night.
You sound very sincere.
Ugh.
It's Sunday night?
I don't want to say it out loud because he's going to make fun of me.
How do people get on that show?
You have to talk to Rick Chrome.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, I don't recommend anyone do that. go to dental school. Find another path.
Exactly.
Unless you want your asshole handed to you in the morning.
I think it's good. I think you should try it for a week.
But they should have to go
Colin,
you.
Colin Quinn thought it was a good idea.
Ah, well, that's okay. Yeah.
You got to submit YouTube.
That's the guy that fucking said no.
And then Rick.
And then
to Austin Powers. You're talking about a guy who said no to Austin Powers, having a starring role in a fucking huge movie that he could have bought 9 houses with. Nah, I'm going to just do my one-man show. Good for you, stupid.
They offered Colin the part Seth Green had, the kid.
Really?
Which would have been so much funnier if you think about it. It would have been great. Yeah. They wanted him to play Mike Myers' kid. Dr. Evil's kid. Yeah.
And the reason why they won the Larry Sanders show, right, when he played what's-his-name's kid.
Right.
Was his name Sully or something?
Yeah.
He was on that show, and that character, he wrote that character because of that guy. Colin did, and Colin was, he said no, he turned it down. Yeah. And he called him twice. Colin, I really want you to do this. I think you should reconsider. Nah.
I'm doing an Irish wig.
Real one.
What are we
going
to do with Robert Kelly's sperm count? That's what I want to know.
What are we going to do with that fucking sweater?
What?
I don't know. That's all I got.
This sweater has a higher sperm count than you. Come on now, give it up.
Take a black light to that sweater. You're going to see some sperm.
Someone just wrote Amy. Fuck, I'm
not. No, I read it.
What an asshole.
Thank you so much. I'm busy. I can't come over and kiss your nuts. But I really appreciate the invite.
I think you can. Well, that's good. See, I like how you take a negative and you make it into a positive.
It's a positive altogether.
What a touching audience.
What a touching. Really, they're just nice people all around. What do you want? It's fucking 12 o'clock on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Amy upset all the Jackass fans. Right.
You know how hard it is to do that? You know how hard it is to fucking offend the people you offended?
No, I found that out.
Every day.
That's like offending porn stars with a DP joke.
I know. That's what I thought.
Let me put it to you this way. I'm 44 years old, right? Say it was 45 years ago and my father was sitting around a table with a bunch of people saying, I'm thinking about having a kid.
Oh, you
knowing what you know now. Knowing what you know now, would you say, yeah, do it?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
You think it was a good idea for my father to have children?
Yes.
See, I don't, and maybe that's a dark way of thinking, and I think...
You have a dark way of thinking? Get out of here. No way, Artie. Not you. Get the shit. Nobody's taking advice from you.
Well, then why am I here?
Nobody. Because we just like you.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
Well, thank you.
We just like you sitting here.
I thought I was your stylist.
I think you should have a kid and Robert should. This is what I've come to realize tonight.
And then those kids should open a deli.
Yes.
And eat themselves to death.
I think you should have a kid with Don. Okay?
You know what? You know what? If my sperm count's not good, maybe we can work that out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind you fucking
you
banging my wife.
Count. Robert, I thought you said your sperm count was okay.
It is okay.
Of course it's not okay.
It's okay.
Then why
you know what? Compton fucking negative. Relax. You're so negative.
He's not negative.
He was negative
positive.
About me getting married. You were against marriage.
His sperm count is good.
He's smug. His sperm count is
good. He's fucked twice in his life. Of course it is.
No.
The whole time she got pregnant.
Yes.
Huh? No, he hasn't.
And both times she got pregnant.
She's only pregnant once.
I was pregnant last year.
She was pregnant.
Oh, great. Let's talk about this on the podcast.
You know what?
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Think about it.
You just brought that
My
up?
My dad is MS. Should we get on that?
Does he really?
Yeah, he shits himself.
It's but here's the thing. I've been trying to
first
have...
First thing that made Kelly laugh for fucking... Oh,
I've been trying to have two backup kids, and I've been unsuccessful. What do you think of that?
With who?
I think if you tase the women like you were planning on, it would be a lot easier.
No, I'm just saying. I've been trying to have two. I don't wear condoms, so I've been trying to have kids.
I can't believe someone's having condomless sex with you.
Yeah, who's fucking you without a condom?
Anybody would say.
Who's banging you without a condom?
Who?
Yeah, yeah. Who?
Dawn.
You stepped over a line, Keith.
I know, you're right.
You stepped over a line.
Take it
dude.
Back.
All right, take it back. Take it back.
Dawn Robinson.
Dawn Robinson. Ugh. Just made me hate my wife. Don't worry.
No, but I do need two backup kids, but I'm not going to go for no fucking sperm count test.
Why?
It's because embarrassing. It is.
If it's not embarrassing. You know who went for one?
Who?
I went for one.
Yeah.
I passed with flying colors.
Yeah, you didn't know you were going to pass. That's why you went.
It is. Everything's
wrong. Wait a minute. Slow the fuck down. You went because it wasn't as easy as you thought it was. You went and got checked. We had this conversation. And then you found out that you were okay, and she got pregnant that week. But you went because you thought your shit was fucked up.
But he still don't know, though.
That's not true.
Why'd you go?
I went because I figured that I'm 49 years old, and I might as well find out right now, so that because they tell you to wait a year before you start getting tested. And I don't want to wait a year. I'm going to find out right now, so that I don't waste a year trying to get pregnant, just in case. Because they tell you it can take up to a year to get pregnant.
Why do they tell you that?
Like, before you even knew.
Why?
It.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to get a girl pregnant.
Oh,
it's not hard to get a girl pregnant.
But it's been a year already, Rob.
No, it hasn't. It's been 7 months.
But you don't have a Puerto Rican.
Huh? Yeah, I got a fucking Polack from Everett, Mass. That's hard.
That's hard.
Trying to get one of those fucking girls pregnant.
Oh, I didn't know that your wife was Polish. Do you? She definitely have a kid. I'm sorry.
Your sperm count really has to be high.
Someone called you Captain Negative. And you're an asshole. That's what fucking horseshit pie.
You know what? Fuck your two listener podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
I got four.
Yeah.
I got fucking the guy who runs the podcast and my wife is listening.
I'm just realistic, Robert.
You're not
you have a low
all.
Sperm count.
You're not. You live in Woodbridge.
You're
How
low,
are you realistic?
But you have a low sperm count.
That's pretty real.
I have low expectations. You have low sperm count.
You have low expectations.
Yes.
I have low. I don't have low. We'll find out.
I
next
guarantee
week.
You. And what's the lowest sperm count?
Will you bring the piece of paper in?
None.
The results. Will you bring in the results?
Yes.
Bring the results.
I want to see the sperm.
And you? Here's the thing.
I want to see it on Maury Povich.
Make sure
I want to see your sperm count revealed on Maury Povich.
I want to see the real father revealed on Maury Povich in about 2 years. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Dan Natterman.
Don, you're looking lovely tonight.
Don, I like you the way you style.
I have a napkin to wipe my lip.
Where's that fat husband of yours? He owes me money, that cunt. She said, you got a napkin to wipe my fat lip.
Yeah.
That's what Dan said that to me one day. He goes, what are you doing tomorrow? I go, probably wiping the spit off my face from talking to you tonight.
Boom! Oh!
Now, let me ask you a question. You have a kid. You're never going to have a kid.
I might have half a Filipino kid in Vegas. It's up in
the air. Hangover 3? Yeah.
I have a son.
I know you have a
yeah,
son.
My
I
son's know. 17 already, man.
I know. That's part of being
my
black.
My sperm count was
kid.
Where it's supposed to be, and it still is. I'm going to have two backup kids.
Your son's 17 because you had him when you were fucking 12.
I don't like the sound of backup kids. It's as if you think something's going to happen to your son.
No,
it's not like bad luck.
No, it's not bad luck. Just in case. You got to have backup everything. You got to back up your shit.
One of them might tear an ACL, and the other guy's got to come in. Come in off the DL. You know?
Thank you, Artie. That's what it is.
You got to protect against injury.
If you got one kid, you need a backup kid. You need another kid. Nobody should ever have one fucking
kid. What about a backup wife?
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
yes, you do.
Shit.
To be realistic, you need a backup
you need
wife.
Someone on the side.
I wish I had a backup podcast for tonight.
It's just not funny, Artie.
That is
it's
true.
Not funny. Yeah.
That is good. That is good.
What are you doing? You're on your phone, a computer, your
I got
TV.
A lot of shit going on. I told you.
No, you don't.
I'm producing this.
He has a sperm count app on his phone. I got a lot of shit going on. You're a regular Jerry Bruckheimer. You're fucking talking to Dr. Steve on your phone and us.
I
at a table you've been
I'm
sitting at for 40 years
I'm
in the same V-neck 40. Shirt.
Well, fuck you, Artie. And fuck you.
I don't know. I'm bitter because I can't.
You're a cunt tonight.
I am a cunt. I'm bitter because
you're just a cunt.
I'm bitter because there's nothing left. I'm 44. I can't gamble, drink, or do anything.
Yeah, me
all
too.
All I can do is curse.
Me too.
All right. So.
Kids.
Why don't you get...
I don't think I can have kids.
Why don't you get your sperm count check with Robert Kelly? That's the only thing left to do. Artie and Robert get their sperm check. That's a great thing.
That's
a TV movie.
That is a movie.
Where are you going to get the sperm count?
The bodega. Where's he going?
Empire State Building?
I think it's at the Empire State Building.
Yeah, that's where I went.
Did they sell the Guinness Book of World Records?
Really?
What?
No.
They sell that in the basement of the Empire State Building.
What do you mean?
Oh, the Guinness Book. Guinness Book. I don't know.
No.
Are you and Anthony going to have kids?
No.
Oh, that's right to the point. No, here's the thing. Ask Amy what's a sperm count.
Oh. I'm shooting blanks. No,
you
nobody needs that.
You don't
We're
want a baby.
Narcissist. I would only have kids because I'm scared of dying, so.
You're scared of you or your kids dying?
No, me.
Oh. Like, in childbirth?
You know, like, I think I would only have it for the most narcissistic reasons possible.
Just sort of wipe your ass and get your pills and take care of you later in life.
Right.
That's why I want a kid, too.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Kids won't do that.
What do you mean kids
won't
do that?
They're not going to take care of you.
My family took care of my grandfather and my grandmother.
You're talking about the
1800s.
They loved him. Then you need to have a daughter.
I want a baby girl. I don't want a boy.
A daughter might take care of you. A son is not going to take care of you when you're old.
Daughters are full of shit, too.
My dad's full of shit. I've cleaned it up.
No. You've cleaned your dad's poop up?
Yeah.
Oh, he really does have MS.
He really does have MS, yeah. Oh, shit. He really shits himself.
Wow, way to fucking
well, thank you.
Let's
thank
end
you,
the
Amy.
Podcast on that.
My father was a quadriplegic. I think that's a better clue.
That is better.
That is better.
That's good.
But you didn't help him.
Of course. Who else is going to do it?
I don't know.
Yeah, Robert. Everybody's helped their folks. Yeah. Everybody.
I moved in with my father when he was in the hospital.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Remember? I moved into the hospital, yeah.
I moved into the hospital for like a month.
I mean, look, my parents are okay. What do you want me to do? Fuck you. I got three dads that are fine, and I got my mom that's fine, too. And what do you want me to do? You want a dad? Take one. Jesus.
Who will be the last father standing?
You have more dads than listeners.
Artie,
I never want you around again. He shows up, I'm unplugging this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Hey, listen.
We have to take a low
yourself,
dad count, stupid.
I'm done with Lang. Lang is cut the
Lang
fuck
is
off.
Back. Yeah. Next
well, that's a shame. What else am I going to do on a fucking Thursday night at midnight?
Just
cutting into my sit-up time.
I want a baby. I'm gonna have a baby.
Why do you want a baby?
Because
clearly me and Keith can't.
No, I want.
It's gonna be a great mom.
No, I want you to tell us why.
You stop banging the fucking table. This isn't Baptist church. We get it.
This is gonna help Bobby grow.
What hair?
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. That's true.
It helps
you grow up when you have to take some care of something else other than yourself.
Wait a minute.
It helps you grow.
Why do you? You want a baby, I'm asking.
Because it will help me grow.
That's why.
Bobby, if you grow anymore, you'll have type 1 diabetes. Let's be careful. Come on. Anybody? Somebody?
Why does Robert Kelly want a baby? Say it.
I want a baby because I want to grow as a human.
That's selfish.
Something they can't
get. Well, why did you have children?
Why'd you have kids?
Why did I have kids? Because the bitch forced me to have it.
Because she got pregnant.
By accident.
She said that she wanted a baby.
Forced me to have it.
And she wouldn't get rid of it. That's why I have a baby now.
That is so beautiful. Now, that can be you, too.
That is nice.
Look, that's the real honest reason she said that she fucking wouldn't get rid of it.
Why?
I don't know. She said
she had a winner.
Because she wanted to stick with Keith.
She knew she had a winner. She knew she had some. The camera.
Are you still together with you?
Fuck no, that bitch is finished.
Yeah. She's great though. She whips ass though, Keith.
Yes, she does.
She whips your ass, right?
No, she can fight a little bit. I love a woman with some spark to her. Yeah. I can rumble a little bit.
You got
no
fight with her, right?
Huh?
You fought her a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, I fought her ass. 9 times. But that's the whole thing, though. That's the whole thing. What she did, how she got, this is how she.
Should I start hitting my wife?
What? No, here's how she got me to get her pregnant.
Didn't really answer, like you're considering hitting.
Wait, this was a planned pregnancy?
She played ocean music.
Oh,
what are you banging a massage therapist?
No.
She knew he'd be terrified because he can't swim.
And she played. Oh. Amy is a racist.
I'm actually clapping for that.
Again,
clearly we can't talk you out of it, so do what you're going to do.
Talk him out of what?
No,
his sperm count is low. His sperm count is low.
Artie sounds dumbfounded like he can't talk somebody out of doing something. Like that's a big leap. Go fuck yourself.
Robert Kelly has low sperm count, and it's not going to happen.
I'm gonna bring my paper in next week, and I'm gonna collect 50 from you and you and you.
Now, what's considered a low sperm count?
Actually, take that back. I'm gonna collect 50 from Artie and Noam, and you're gonna dodge me.
You bet
that he had low sperm count.
Yeah, he don't. Come on, look at it.
I gotta change my bet because Keith always loses.
He's a fucking mush. He's a mush.
Keith is a bush.
If you check his cholesterol count, it's high.
I quit smoking a month ago.
That is
Tuesday.
Not going to help your sperm count.
Hang on. And I've been on a fucking diet for a week and a day.
A week?
Lost 4 pounds in the first week. A lot of water weight. I lost some weight.
Oh, really? A lot of water weight went first? Okay.
Where did your sperm go, stupid?
And then, will you stop staring? Either come sit at the table and say something, or go home. You're freaking everybody out.
You and Donna are beautiful.
Cocksucker. It's Sean from the, what's your thing called again?
The Comics Comic.
I don't believe anybody believes, including Dawn, you have a high sperm.
She's probably banging somebody right now.
She's doing it just to make you feel better. That's
she's probably cheating on me right now just to say, no, it was you.
It was your job. That's love.
Why do you think I was late?
We got Hump X fucking says it sounds shitty. Hey, fuck yourself.
It's always like people with.
Well, it's the fact
them.
That, look, I don't know how to fucking. I'm trying to do the sound. That's why I'm in these done headphones. I'm trying to do the sound the best I can, but people are screaming. I think it sounds pretty good, so fuck you, Hump X.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Hump X,
what this take you 7 hours to set up? I'm sure. I mean, look at this. What the fuck?
The breakdown takes
is it really worth it? Is it really
Yes, it fills the hall, Artie, a little bit, just a little bit.
Something you should try at home.
Bobby has low sperm count. Bobby has low sperm count. Bobby has low sperm count.
That's too good.
I don't know. I'm just having a good time.
Here we go. Hey, Humpex, here
Let's
you go.
Block.
I'll blow you. How about I fucking
How about
block
you?
Fatso, bye. Boom. See you later. You'll never hear a fucking podcast again.
Nope.
Hump cunt. What's up? I love blocking people. It makes me feel you fucking some fat truck driving cunt fucking typing in his fucking dumb basement. Yeah. It sounds like shit. Where'd you get the mics? Fucking Target. Fuck you. Now you got nothing to listen to.
You
Wait,
got nothing.
Maybe he had a point.
Maybe he did. He feels like
I felt when they canceled Hardcastle and McCormick.
How do I get Hump X back? He was, wait a minute. He was one of our four listeners.
Yeah, you're gonna lose advertisers without him.
I need Humpbacks back. I'll try to get you back.
You might lose your Burger King ads without the fucking guy.
Yeah, we got it the first time.
All right,
Mike.
You're back,
Humpback. We got the fucking dude. And the fucking dude. And the motherfucker.
Thank God he's back.
What do you get to say, Sean? Anything?
I believe in you, Robert.
Oh, God damn it.
How about you? Have you had your sperm count checked yet lately?
Hey, can we? Yeah. He looks like a sperm.
Oh. Call him over here and then you want to.
Yes, that's what
them?
We do. Yeah, that's what we do at this table.
Oh, nice.
Do you have children?
I'm sorry.
I do not.
Does he have children? Really?
I can barely take care of myself, so why would I want to bring someone else into this?
That's true.
Again, the point I've been making for like 17 hours now.
I fucking got a fucking place.
You got
you don't know.
You have a place? That's all you need?
This guy.
What?
Why don't you just? You know,
I got five cars, man.
I know. And you got four shit boxes.
Five nice cars.
Because you need one for you need the rest for parts. For the one that has the
what?
And then the other.
Whoa. No. Come on, Robert.
Bob did a stinker.
Oh God.
I have three cars and no license. That's my fucking life.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, these people are not afraid.
Yeah, these people are not, yeah. He said, gee, I'm not even reading that.
Fuck. Read it.
No.
Read that, motherfucker.
Said, get the Negro to stop screaming directly into the mic. He was talking about Artie.
Yeah, no. Of course.
I'm part Sicilian, I'll take it.
With no license.
With no license, yes. Well,
what time is it? 12 o'clock. Did the show start?
Shut up. The show did not start.
Oh, my God. Who's
no,
on stage?
No, come on. The show has to go.
Wait,
oh,
late? Shit.
The show
is running late.
The first one is late? That's
the
weird.
First show's running late?
Come on. No,
Artie's hosting it?
No, there's a waitress.
No, there's a waitress. No, there's a waitress.
Big guy hosting the last one.
This is just a bad idea all around.
This happened.
I should have just stuck to me and Joe DeRosa in my apartment.
Exactly.
Hey, what do you
don't
think of Netflix?
Oh, God.
Well, the movie's good.
Owen
just got off stage and closed the show. Yeah. We're about to start the nasty show, the first nasty show at the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah,
this is the You Know What Dude podcast. Amy Schumer, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the roast. We got your back.
Thank you.
Well, we'll do a benefit if you do get fucking whacked.
Okay, yeah, at least.
We will.
No one's gonna touch you. Don't worry about it. I've had death threats galore. I got a couple of numbers I could give you.
Okay.
This was great, Bob. This was what it was probably like in the writer's room at the Magic Johnson talk show. Just a lot of funny stuff going on with a great host.
I tell you, you're a fucking cunt. You got me today, you motherfucker. Yeah. At the expense of me, you were fucking on fire, you son of a bitch.
I love you. And
I love you, too.
Your wife
should just end it on the I love you. I'll fight you. I'll fucking fight you, Lang.
I don't want to fight you.
I'll split like an hour away.
No, get over here, stupid.
No.
What?
Waitress.
We're rap waitress. Can you do me a favor? Give me some baba ganoush for the table. On me. Go ahead.
I want tabbouleh salad.
Tabbouleh salad.
And a cheeseburger.
Hey, waitress, you pregnant by Graham?
Understand. And we wonder why these fucking people on Twitter are so vicious cunts.
They hear us
being douchebags to each other. All right, Noam, thank you for letting us do this.
What is that picture on your Facebook?
That's an old picture.
No.
It looks like Blue Man Group.
Is that what you got?
No, really.
Why don't you give it to Artie and let him rewrite it?
With him, it's Blue Balls Group. It's the best I could do. I'm sorry.
It was quick. It was fast notice.
That was good. It was good enough at the time. We needed something.
All right, let's get this
dirty
show started.
All right, so here we go. Amy Schumer, we got Noam. Thanks for letting us do this. Noam's wife.
Wait, whose idea was the dirty show?
Mine.
No, Noam's.
Whose idea was the open mic show?
Robert's.
Rick Chrome. Rick Chrome.
Is that true?
Gotham on October 23rd?
What's that?
Are you at Gotham on October 23rd?
I am at Gotham October 23rd.
God, what a wonderful opportunity.
Where are you?
Thank you for the plug. You're not promoting a show at Gotham.
No, the Comedy Cellar podcast, are you?
Yeah, the Comedy Cellar or bust. But if you can't make it here, Gotham on the 23rd, I'll be fucking selling tickets, you know?
I'll show up Gotham on the 23rd.
Yeah, but you'll bump me from my own fucking show, you cunt. Yeah, let me do a spot. He's going to run some new shit. Scrabble. Listen. Artie Lang, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, it was great. What about me, man?
Who are you again?
I want to be thanked.
KWR Superstar, AOL.com.
AOL.com, baby.
Cocksucker was paying for LOL.
I'm loyal.
Up to 6 months ago.
I'm loyal, motherfucker.
Loyal. Yes,
I'm
he's
on
loyal.
Sprint, and I'm on AOL.
We got Sherrod Small in the back. We got Owen. We had Artie Lang. Artie Fuqua. We don't know who he is.
Keith Robinson. Say my name.
Keith Robinson. Thanks for
doing
this.
Everybody know me.
And that's it. This is the. You
know a lot of shit, man.
Shut up and let me end it.
I'm just trying to get
him some medicine. How do you make a podcast late? Black people. Jesus Christ. That's it. We're done. Take it easy.
No, we're not.
We're done.
I got one more thing.
You got nothing.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Yep.
What about the open mic show here?
Oh, God. It's over.
What about the no talent show?
We're ending that right now. Okay, here's the deal. Go right now to iTunes and get my app. It's free, you asshole. It's free. Free. If you have an iPhone and you don't have my app on it and you listen to this podcast, you're a fucking loser or you're just lazy. It has the podcast on there, updates every week. It has my tour dates. It has a bunch of shit, and it's free. It's free. It's the best way to listen to the podcast if you have an iPhone. Right in your fucking hand. It updates automatically. And another thing, motherfuckers, thank you for donating all the fucking cash you have. We've made this podcast a million times better because of your donations. If you want to donate, it's $10 and $20. We're going to kind of switch that up to make it whatever you want. It's on gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly, right at the top donate button. We appreciate all the donations because it does help. It fucking helps. We pay for a bunch of shit, microphones and cords and wires and fucking mixing boards and all kinds of doodads that we need to make this show better so you guys get to fucking have some entertainment in your life. So thank you for all the donations. Keep spreading the word. Tell everybody you know to get this fucking podcast. You guys got us up to number 30 last week. That's amazing. So thank you, and that's it. Keep listening. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.